The Apple event was all about selling you new iPhones that sound remarkably similar to last year's models, only they have more power, better battery, and improved camera. But you've heard that all before, a zillion times. The big news, as far as I was concerned, came early in the event, and it was all about Apple TV Plus, the new entertainment service. It is going to launch on November 1st and will cost $5 monthly, and it will only have 9 shows to present to you on launch day. 9! How many do you expect that Netflix and Amazon have between them? Like 1,000 or more? Apple went out and hired some big guns to make programs, names like Steven Spielberg, Oprah Winfrey, Reese Witherspoon, and others, and I know those names, but do the kids? That's one of the reasons I'd been down on the prospects for TV Plus. That and that Apple's joining Netflix, Amazon Prime Video, CBS All Access, Hulu, and so many others who are attempting to get to your subscription dollar that I have feared a subscription overload. At a certain point, people will just say enough. But at $5, it's a different story. That and every person who buys an iPhone, iPad, or Mac computer will get a year's service for free. Dan Ives, an analyst I respect, thinks Apple will have 100 million subscribers within 3 years. They got 50 million with Apple Music, even though it's just a clone of Spotify. So 100 million with a service costing half the price of Apple Music isn't out of the question. But 9 shows? Well, Apple did note 5 others that will be added to the lineup after launch. And really, when you think about it, if Apple has even one great show, does it matter how many total it has? I know I'd pay $5 a month to see a show I loved. With Netflix, there's usually 1 or 2 shows during a month I actually want to see. And if I ruled the world, I would cut out 75% of the Netflix content off the menu. It's just too confusing finding what to watch. As for those new phones, well, they looked awfully similar to last year's model. But give me a third camera lens, and I'm excited. How about you? I'd love to hear your thoughts. Look for me on Twitter, where I'm at Jefferson Graham. You've been listening to Talking Tech. Please subscribe to the show wherever you listen to online audio. And I will be back at you tomorrow with another quick hit from the world of tech.